true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's hump day. Tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone. Not yet on sale, but you can win them before you can buy them all day long here on Alice. Right now, text the word LOVE to our contest line 20357. L-O-V-E, LOVE. Text LOVE to be entered to win tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone. July 1st at Oracle Park, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is LOVE. Our contest line is 20357. On television tonight, the CMA Awards. These are the 58th annual CMA Awards at 8 o'clock on ABC. They're live on the East Coast. They may delay them for us. I'm nearly not exactly sure how that's going to go down. So if you're really into these, maybe check at 5. See if they're going early. Lainey Wilson, Luke Bryan, and Peyton Manning are this year's hosts. I put the nominees up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to check that out. Post Malone and Chris Stapleton are going to open up the show, and there will be a tribute to George Strait. And there are tons and tons of other collaborations and performers and presenters. And if you're into country music, this is your night. Congratulations. There was even a hype show for it last night on ABC. This is a movie I keep seeing stuff for. It smells like a Lifetime movie. It smells like a Bravo movie, or not a, what's the other one? Hallmark movie?
Hallmark.
Yeah. But it's not. It's on Netflix. It seems that Netflix is also going, oh, those guys, you know, they got the market cornered on kind of the gentle rom-com, the holiday rom-coms. So they're doing their own too. And I keep seeing this because I think it's Chad Michael Murray is the guy's name.
I don't know that guy.
You do, though. He was like a kid on a sitcom years and years ago. That's the only reason I even barely recognize him. What show was he on?
One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay.
I never saw that either.
And Gilmore Girls.
Never saw that either.
I saw him. That's where I know him from, is Gilmore Girls, which I only went back and watched, like, I don't know, maybe
he's a handsome young man, so what's he doing?
So he's actually, those are very young pictures of him. He is in a movie called The Merry Gentlemen, a romantic comedy on Netflix.
Okay.
And it stars somebody named Britt Robertson, who I definitely did recognize, kind of. Like, she's been in something, but maybe she's also one of these.
Oh, Britt is a lady.
Britt, yeah.
Oh.
There she is. I've seen her in something. Oh, Tomorrowland. I definitely saw Tomorrowland.
You did?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like, isn't it her and George Clooney are like the stars of that?
Okay, well, either way, what's
okay, so anyway, she's the star. She comes back, and she's a dancer who returns home to try to save her parents' business. So she sets up...
A dancer?
She's a dancer.
Like a stripper? No.
I think she's an actual dancer, but she decides she's going to grab some of the guys from the community and put together an all-male review to raise some money in order to save her parents'
bar. She's a stripper.
It's gotta be.
Does she? Or is she... I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, you guys.
What's the name of the movie again?
The Merry Gentlemen. So I was reading about this, and I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Honestly, it looks cute. I was thinking to myself, I might have time to watch this today. Who knows?
She's a Broadway dancer in the movie.
Oh, she's... Oh, whoa.
Oh.
So she's like a legit dancer, and she's going to try and get these guys to do some sexy stuff. Anyway, Chad Michael Murray, who is in this, and I don't know, I guess if you're a One Tree Hill fan, maybe you're into this guy. He is really cute. And he's got this, like, calendar. I don't think it's real, but he seems to have put together on Instagram all 12 months of him in just like less and less clothing. Like, he's got like a little pillow, a heart-shaped pillow for February over his junk. And he's really ripped. I guess he got into really good shape for this movie because he's playing a stripper.
Well,
and so
what's he wearing for December? Because if it's getting lower and less, I mean, it's only a pillow in February. Is it just a condom in December?
It is. You know what? Really? There's varying degrees of undress here. In September, he's got some football pants on, and that's it.
Oh, okay. But
in October, he's holding a pumpkin. Here we are in November, and he's got a turkey baster and a turkey and just some tiny little apron thing going around in the nice V. What are those? The rain gutters? Is that what those things are called?
Yeah. Mm. No, I misunderstood what you were
looking
saying.
Looking good. He's completely naked in December.
Oh,
and
he is.
He's hiding behind a Christmas tree.
Ah.
So you're kind of looking through. It looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. It's barely there. And you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe I could see something through those. Anyway, it's really cute. And I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I thought, you know what? ladies.
Maybe you can see something.
Maybe
through.
I don't know. I can't really see it, but there's definitely gaps in the branches.
Hardest.
I'm looking right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to see if I can make it happen. Would you like to take a look and see?
No,
if you can see it?
Listen,
you asked about December. I mean, I'm just trying.
I misunderstood the way you worded that. I thought, oh, it's getting less and less as the months progress. What could be on for December?
Well, it's something about, you know, he's a spaceman heading to Uranus. So, The Merry Gentleman on Netflix. I don't know. I think it looks... I've watched two trailers for it now. I think it's really
that
cute.
That didn't even
it's
make
so
sense
dumb.
And it made me laugh. I don't know.
Just trying to, you know,
just
say,
throw Uranus in there
just
and
just trying
laugh.
To throw your hotkeys in there. Your
Yikes.
Trigger words.
Right.
Perks up.
Tonight on Netflix, in addition to The Merry Gentleman... there's something called Our Oceans, and it's Barack Obama narrating a nature documentary that explores each of the five major oceans. There's also, this looks really fun to me. It looks cute. Do you have a wish list on Amazon? You probably don't. You don't use Amazon.
I do not.
I have a wish list on Amazon. Everybody has a wish list. Like, it's a thing. You're like, oh, I like that. I looked it up. I'm really into it, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm not putting it in my cart. You add it to your wish list. Like, I always tell my kids, if you want something, add it to your wish list. So that mommy knows what you want for Christmas. Because you're hard to buy for now. They never do it. But anyway, I have a wish list. I'm always like, go look at my wish list, kids. So apparently I'm not the only one with a wish list. But although I am the only one with a wish list in this room.
Yep.
There is an Amazon game show. It's on Amazon Prime. And it's hosted by Nick Cannon, father of Legions. He hosts a game show here called The Wish List Games, where people play for a chance to win everything on their Amazon wish list.
Mm.
And it's cute. He gets these contestants up there, and it's set in a studio. There's various games and challenges, but they put the people's wish list up on the board, and he's sort of going through it. Like, what do you want that for? All these just rando things. So I don't know if this is like based on people's actual wish lists or if they just have to come up with something for the show. But I did think in case they're randomly picking people off the street, maybe we should all get our wish list going. Anyways, up to $25,000 worth of wish lists. And it was very cute. So I put the trailer for that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. And I guess they get to try to win presents for the audience as well. So the sharing, there's sharing in it, you guys. Okay, here's the Jay Leno story. This guy, it feels like I only ever hear about Jay Leno when he has hurt himself. And he, in 2022, that was the really bad one where...
The steam engine?
Yes, he really burnt himself badly. Mm-hmm. He severely burned his hands and face, which... he recovered from kind of miraculously. Like at first they were saying, oh, this dude's maimed. So he was working on a car in his garage. I can't remember exactly what he couldn't get out of the way of some release of steam or something.
Right.
So that was that one. Last year he got knocked off his motorcycle, which I only vaguely remember because in comparison to the getting burned on your face and hands wasn't as bad. It didn't seem to, but he apparently suffered a bunch of broken bones. He has made it to 74 years old, and here is Jay explaining his latest accident.
You recently had a fall. I want to know how you're holding up.
I'm holding up fine. I'm right here. I'm talking to you.
Okay. Can I ask
okay,
you what
pause
happened?
It. What? I'm holding up fine. I'm talking to you. Eye patch, whole side of his face, black and blue. Like,
I was,
and
I
swollen.
Failed.
Well.
Hotel was on a hill, and there was I said, where's a good place to eat? Oh, at the bottom of this. So I went out. The restaurant was there, but to get to it, I didn't have a car. So you had to go walk about a mile and a half around. I said, well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill. And then I fell down. Boom, boom, boom.
I saw you roll down the hill.
Roll down the hill. Yeah.
So he fell walking?
He fell going. So I guess he's going to walk down the hill and then up the main street.
So here's how I... put it together. I haven't listened to this a couple times this morning.
Okay.
I think there was a way to get to the restaurant, which was a normal way to
right.
go a walkway.
Walk down
and
a
he
hill.
Saw a shortcut, like, oh, I'll just go down this giant hill and take
skip
a shortcut.
That. It won't be a mile. It's only 60 feet.
And proceeded to tumble down the hill. But like, here's a good shot if you want to see. Like, you can see the whole side of his face is black and blue.
Oh.
He's a mess.
And that's just the part you can see. He's wearing a suit. Like, this is, you know, Jay Leno is 74 years old. Please stop taking the shortcut.
Well, dudes are dudes.
Yeah, it turns out.
He's a dude.
So he was trying to take a shortcut to a restaurant. Rather than walk down the path, he wiped out, hit his head on a rock. He did go to the hospital, but not before performing that night. So I guess he's like, well, I'm down here at the bottom of the hill. I might as well go eat. And then he goes back up and gets on stage looking like this, which I don't know if he, maybe he just wasn't, I don't know. Maybe he just carries eye patches with him just in case.
Well, what he said was that he did the shows. And then when he came back to LA, he finally went to the hospital and got treated. But he didn't go to the hospital until after he had finished his shows.
I'm not really a huge Jay Leno fan, mm-mm, but he's
a nice guy. Seems very nice.
Isn't he caring for his wife who's got dementia or something?
Yeah, he has.
And he had to even get like
a conservatorship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, he's a guy who's probably spending his days caring for his wife and then goes out and just does the thing he knows, which is doing stand up.
Yeah. I used to live. Oh, sorry.
No. Finish. I don't know him.
I was just saying, I live near the Peterson Automotive Museum, and he used to do a lot of stuff there. So I would see him all the time on the street.
You mean in LA?
In LA, when I lived in Los Angeles. And anybody stops, takes a picture, like super, super nice guy.
Yeah,
very gracious.
Like
yeah. He does.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even just the way he's talking to this guy, he's just walking down the street in Beverly Hills, and the guy stops him, and I don't know who they're stalking inside that restaurant there, but. He seems very nice. I don't particularly love him as a host of shows. I didn't like the Tonight Show with him on it. He's fine, but very nice.
I watch Letterman, and I take that back. I never stay up late, but if I were watching one of the two, it would be Letterman.
Right.
But I think he seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, he does seem nice. He seems, I don't want any old man falling down hills, hitting their face. Like, I picture my dad, who's like, now he'll be 85 this coming year. I'm just like, oh my God, take the long way. Like, stop it. I get it. He's much older than Jay Leno, but still, you see, there's a guy with full white hair. You're like, don't do it. Just have someone, you're Jay Leno. Ask for a ride. Someone will give you a ride to the restaurant. Anyway,
guys don't think like that. They think, oh, if only I had my sneakers on, I wouldn't have fallen. I was wearing regular dress shoes.
I had the wrong shoes.
I was, I really should have opened the flashlight on my phone. I would have made it had I not. That's guys.
He tells you at TMZ, and he's right because it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's all right. Like, oh, okay, clearly it's not a big deal because there you are walking around continuing to do shows. You have to think, though, if you saw him, 2 hours after he fell down and smashed his face on a rock trying to get some food, you would be preoccupied with that the whole, like, is he going to be okay?
I absolutely would not want to watch a show of a guy who appears to be in crisis.
Right.
You're bleeding.
You're bleeding, sir.
No.
Your face is not twice as big as it was 20 minutes ago when you got on stage.
Uh-huh.
I think we should really ice that. Is there a doctor in the house here? It's just so weird. Like, take the night off, dude. I don't know. Some people can't stop. And it is true. His wife's in a conservatorship, and she is suffering from dementia, so But he's also a very wealthy guy. I'm sure he's got round-the-clock care for her. And it sounds like he was, I don't think he was in LA when this happened, was he?
I don't know, but I know that our friend Greg Baldwin has done shows with him before.
Uh-huh.
And so he does a lot of shows. If he's doing shows with Greg, right, then.
He's like, well, I put her in a conservatorship. She's all set. We got people around her all the time. I got to go.
Well,
bye.
I mean, to his credit, you hear about people in Hollywood who would go, I divorced and paid that off and have a hot 24-year-old girlfriend now. And you don't hear that from him.
Mm-mm.
So good for him.
Right. All right. There's that. This is a bummer. Yesterday I was telling you that they raided Diddy's jail cell,
mm-hmm,
and pulled out a bunch of letters and notes and directions for how to blackmail this person or who to bribe, etc. Looks like the emergency hearing that was called went Diddy's way. They have to destroy everything that they found in that jail cell. They can't.
When do you, in what world do you have a right to privacy in jail?
I 100% concur. This is deadline.com. Prosecutors in the Diddy Combs sex trafficking case have just been ordered by a New York judge to destroy all copies of almost 20 pages of material obtained in a recent raid of the much accused and incarcerated performer's jail cell. It's a win for Team Diddy. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District has been told by a judge that the material or even excerpts from it cannot be used in any form in an upcoming bail hearing for Combs later this week. They had a 90-minute hearing yesterday. They battled over the nature of the documents. He's been held in some Brooklyn detention center since September 16th. The bottom line is they're... all of that is thrown out. I don't know if they obtained it illegally or because somebody at the jail probably went, that guy's got notes that you guys would be interested in. And they just went in and got them. And I guess that was improper. I don't know. I find this super depressing. Like, oh, okay. I wonder if that even helps him get bail, which is so gross. Next story. Helena Hutchins' mother. This is the woman who was shot on the set of Rust.
Oh, okay.
Helena Hutchins was, I believe, the cinematographer. The bullet went through the director and into her. She died. And this was a bullet fired by Alec Baldwin. I'm sure you remember. I want to say
did the movie Rust come out yet?
That's what we're talking about here.
Okay.
It did not come out yet, but it is about to. I think it's in Poland.
Poland.
Yes. Oh, it is. Here we go. Alec Baldwin's movie Rust will finally have its world premiere at a film festival in Poland today. At least one person who will not be there is Helena Hutchins' mother. She says, obviously cinematographer Helena Hutchins also will not be there. Helena's mother, her name is Olga Solovey, has refused to attend, and she says it's Alec's fault. Alec continues to increase my pain with his refusal to apologize to me and his refusal to take responsibility for her death. Instead, he seeks to unjustly profit from his killing of my daughter. Alec won't even be there. He wasn't invited. The festival was like, don't come. We don't need the distraction. Hmm. On the other hand, here in Merca, like, we're past it. He was on SNL with his fly down the other day. He was funny in the opening act. His fly couldn't be more dead. Like, we sort of briefly talked about that on Monday, that his fly was down because there were, like, some stills. Like, it's so profoundly down. I'm like, why didn't anyone on that stage or even someone for the audience go, yo, Alec, can see all the stuff you got going there. It's so wide open. It's crazy. And we, you know, like, Russ didn't even cross my mind. Like, okay, that guy. And I believe that I really believe that Alec Baldwin accidentally killed that woman. It is absolutely tragic. Him going to jail doesn't make it any less tragic or heal anybody's wounds. I'm sure he's got a lawyer who says, don't apologize to anybody for that. I'm sure he does feel sorry.
Yeah, I can see. It's one of those things where you can imagine she's probably thought about a lawsuit. She's probably, and she's continuing to grieve. And people,
it's her daughter.
People, grieving people do want justice in a scenario where maybe there isn't going to be any.
Right. Well, and she really wants an apology, which I'm sure he's been advised to not give. Alec will not be there. She is not interested in going. This is the mother, Olga, of Helena Hutchins. A lot of people are in, though. The festival's website crashed yesterday when it started selling tickets to the premiere. So there is an interest factor there. I'm not interested. I don't. Are you?
I don't really watch Westerns. Mm. In general, like, I haven't been on Yellowstone. I'm not on Horizons, and I don't think I'll watch Rust either.
Right.
And if you ask me, who do I like better, Kevin Costner or Alec Baldwin? I'm going Costner.
Really?
Yeah.
Just as an actor in general?
Just as a name that would bring me to a movie.
Oh, yeah, you would go. Yes, I kind of agree with that. I don't know. I like them both. They're fine. I've really liked things from both of those people.
I have as well. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of name that would bring me to a movie, Costner over. So if I'm going to watch a Western,
you'll watch Horizons.
And I'm not watching either of them. I got no time for Westerns. You?
I love Westerns. I'll see Rust. Yeah, and I watched Horizons.
You watched it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Good enough for me to watch the whole thing and good enough for me to probably watch the next one, but not great.
Okay.
Good, not great.
Man, he put so much of his own money into that thing. And it went.
It's a complicated story. It's not like, yeah.
Yeah. And there's
it's a lot of characters and time switches.
Hate
and
that. Yeah. Jesus, stop doing that, people. Just tell me a story, would you? Why does everything have to be so complicated? I hate thinking. The end. What's coming up in the news?
Got to be careful this holiday season for the scammers and more after these.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah Vinnie, Alice's Morning Show. Tickets for Alice in Winterland all this week at 5:05. Listen to Janie. She'll give you a keyword. You can win tickets in the first five rows to our sold-out Alice in Winterland, courtesy of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. Today, third row tickets. By Friday, you're in the front row. Alice in Winterland featuring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. San Francisco Zoo is making a difference in conservation both locally and globally by supporting work to protect and save species. Your visit supports their mission to connect, conserve, and care.
Nice.
Open daily, including Thanksgiving. Visit sfzoo.com for tickets and membership. Here's what's happening. So the big storm is here. The rain is falling, and it will continue to. What is that sound?
That's not a good sound.
Is that the people running for it?
I think that's just the people running for it and screaming. Did you go? There we go. Now we're...
Oh, now we got all the stuff. Okay.
We're only hearing the one track.
Okay. I was like...
By the way, it's sfzoo.org.
I just want to
make sure...
I saw that you paused,
and I went, I think you're right.
You double-checked it?
I did. I double-checked it, and it is sfzoo.org.
sfzoo.org.
Sorry, everybody.
How dare you? Okay.
Okay. The bad weather is here. The bomb cyclone meets atmospheric river and all the other crazy hyperbole you can think of.
Just listen to the people yelling in the background.
It's on. It's coming. It's starting today. So we'll see heavy rainfall. And it will continue for a while. We're also going to see snow, which is great news. The surf will be picking up as today moves along. So if you're out for maybe a quick walk, be careful along the coastline. The surf is picking up. I would tell you about Thursday night football, but unfortunately, it's only Wednesday. I don't know how. It's only Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, everyone. Hump you know, day. It's only Wednesday.
Hump day.
Really, I actually feel like this week's going by pretty fast. I'm sorry, Vin.
You didn't have to go to gymnastics last night at 5 p.m., though.
No, I did. You're right about that.
I was sitting there at gymnastics going, I am out at 5 p.m. It's 5:30.
Ungodly.
I should be having a heart attack right now.
And
I just have to sit here and be a grown-up and wait for my kid to finish tumbling.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah, I got a lot of pictures.
Tumble away, child.
Then she goes, can I see your phone and see the pictures you got of me? Of course you can. She's like, oh, there I am doing a flip.
Aw.
Yeah, you were killing it out there today.
Great pics of me. Thanks, Dad.
Uh-huh.
No late, though.
I got a pic from Christina yesterday. We were chatting back and forth.
My Christina?
Your Christina. She said just, I don't know, texted me to say happy birthday. And we just started talking. And I was like, oh, send me a picture from inside the hot tub. And there she is with her daughter. I guess maybe they were in there or she just pulled it off her phone. Because I'm like, there's her and Edie. I was like, uh-oh.
Is this midday?
No, this was same time I was texting you yesterday. We were texting about something, weren't we? Oh, I know what we were texting about.
Oh, I don't even know.
The drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going to go for that?
I didn't even say it to him. I feel like he's in the Drummers Network. If that's a possibility, he would know about it.
We're talking about Primus, local band. Probably not anyone you listen to. But their drummer quit. It's funny.
Who quits that band? If you're like the perfect guy for Primus, aren't you like, sorry, guys?
He's actually quit like two or three times so they're all, it's from out of nowhere. No, it's not. This guy's quit like two or three times. Anyway, I love them and they're looking for a new drummer and they've actually put out an open call.
Ah, oh, goodness.
And I thought, well, that's nice of them to say, but there's a guy right down the street that Sarah knows.
Yeah. And he's all like, I'm super bored. I need something to do.
And he's really good and could easily do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he doesn't do it.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm sure there's a drummer's network, these famous rock drummers. I don't know. Do you think that? I feel like he's a pretty like power straight. We're talking about Faith No More's drummer, my friend Mike. He is a, like a power forward. I feel like the guy who plays for Primus is a guy who goes.
Well, it would be for him to answer whether he's like, oh, that's easy for me to do.
It's like the band's here. I know, right?
Or he would be like, I don't do that. He might. Yeah. He might go, I don't do that. Or he might go, I can do anything.
You know what? Here's what I bet would happen. I didn't reach out to him because I was busy yesterday. But and I figured, you know, who am I to tell this guy about a drumming gig? Like
his friend?
Yeah, it really did feel like he'd go, yeah, okay, thanks, Sarah. I'm not the Drummers Network or anything. But to be around Les Claypool, who I think is just like the weirdest, coolest guy, like that would be, I'm like, maybe I should tell him, like, try to get that gig, man.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with that guy. Can you go be in that band so I can be friends with Les Claypool?
The busiest travel holiday in America is next week. The American Automobile Association, AAA, is predicting record-breaking numbers of road trips, flights, and cruises. I mentioned this yesterday. Nearly 80 million people will be Thanksgiving travelers next week. So that's a lot happening. Also,
it's like a quarter of the country.
We have weather.
And speaking of traffic, I just got a text from our friend Jane.
Jane.
It's Jane. She's been stuck in traffic getting on the Bay Bridge for like 45 minutes. So there's a lot of traffic right now. Be patient.
It's not even raining yet.
It's not even that hard. I know. It started in the North Bay. I don't know if it started here. We've been inside now for two or 3 hours. But I do know it's going to start soon. So be ready, everyone.
Take it easy out there.
Especially on the roads.
Leave yourself a little extra time.
Californians.
We must crash.
It's wet.
I give up. Oh, yeah. There we are all yelling. Just a little bit of rain rolling in. We're all like, save us, someone. Biblical flooding.
It's raining out. Give me an extra big kiss and hug before I leave today. Okay.
Just in casers.
You weirdos. Okay, 40% of families have holiday fights. With the election having passed, I'm going to guess that's even bigger this year.
What was the percentage?
40% of families have holiday fights.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I have been privy to some epic Thanksgiving table fights.
The poll found that families have these open disagreements during the holidays. They're just sort of...
And you put a couple glasses of wine in the mom and she starts saying the thing that's pissing off the daughter-in-law and the whole thing that just blows up and you can just go, you sort of sit back and go, do I run or do I just stay and enjoy this? Does anyone make popcorn? There's some popcorn over here.
That 40% number is without factoring in the election just passed. So it's going to be even more contentious.
So uncomfortable.
This holiday,
politics
is the number one topic that can start a fight. It didn't win by much, though. Family dynamics and past grievances are on the list.
Yep.
So whatever that thing, whatever the grind is.
Right.
You stole my classic car and crashed it, and I can never replace that.
Yeah. That was yours?
No, that wasn't me, but I'm saying like that's these things that have happened that, no, my dad did have a classic car and I would never drive that thing.
You were like, I'm not longing to, I don't want no trouble. I know that guy will kill me.
I want no piece of that thing. Yeah. Not even a little pebble that dinks the paint. I want no part of it. Mm. So I never drove the thing when he was alive and I haven't driven it since he's passed. I do not necessarily believe he's looking over the clouds at me, but I just don't want that kind of that stuff in my life. Mm. Like, oh my God, someone gave him the keys to my Nova. You know,
give those to Jan.
Ooh, a Nova.
Oh yeah. Mm. A classic Nova. He painted it bright freaking red.
I love that.
Like, I think it's actually called Corvette Red.
Oh.
It's like fire engine bright that like, it's that red. Look at the red on those numbers right there.
Oh, that is a brilliant cherry red.
It's the most red of all
red. The reddish, vivid.
It's the red in the numbers on the clock back there.
Vivid red. Not blood red, like brighter than that. Yeah, it's like fire engine, just cherry red.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, fights at Thanksgiving are, As long as you're not involved in them, it can be kind of interesting to watch it unfold and be like, oh, he's simmering. Oh, this. Oh, and that guy's drinking. You know, we had a couple drunks in my family. Hey, Uncle Peter, how you doing? Things would get out of hand and the yelling would start and the frigging insults that were hurled at the members of the family and the in-laws. I was like, how does a family recover from this? And then sure enough, we're all there again next Thanksgiving. Ready to drink and open those old wounds over again. Oh, boy.
My nieces and nephews called me Drunkle Maddie.
Oh, Drunkle Maddie.
Yeah, not anymore, but back in my drinking days.
Like you'd go over and be wasted and they just laugh.
Oh, there's Drunkle Maddie.
I got to say, though, one thing about Drunkle Maddie was I never knew Maddie to be a mean drunk.
Oh, no.
I've known some mean drunks.
No, I'm very nice. I was very nice.
Drunkle Peter got mean.
Then it got ugly. As it always does.
Holiday fights, everyone. The number one reason politics, family dynamics, and past grievances, a tie between relationships and finances come in next. So things like that wife of yours is why you don't have any money, fool. That's not a nice thing to say to someone.
No, it's definitely not.
Arguing about all these things is usually pointless.
Yeah, you're not going to work anything out at the Thanksgiving dinner table. And someone's going to start crying soon.
Poll found a third of holiday fights end up escalating to lasting rifts that can impact relationships for years. Except the drinking that you just brought up is a big part of the problem in everyday life and even worse on the holidays.
Yep.
You know, you can go into a bar and there is a guy there going, what are you looking at? I'm here in public. I'm looking around. What do you mean? What am I looking at? If you don't want to be looked at, go home.
Yeah. Stop blustering, you know, chest forward, blustering through the bar.
No.
But clearly do. So I find someone who wants to, though. I don't want to. I'm going to cower here.
Ay, ay, ay.
God, you're that mean. Go see your family.
If you live in the city or if you've been to the city, you've seen these. They're green. They're bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
They call them antique-style public restrooms with automatic doors on Market Street.
They are kind of cool looking.
They're very cool looking, but I've heard that is where hookers go to do their business and junkies go to do theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always stayed away from that in every possible way. I've never even been in one.
Right. Pay toilets too? Like you got to put a coin in or you got
to... I don't know if they're pay, but it would make...
I think they're free.
Are they?
Really? Okay. A San Francisco firefighters were called to the scene yesterday when a city street cleaner reported a man trapped in a public restroom on Market and Spear in one of those bathrooms just before 8 a.m. The fire department had to bring out the hydraulic jaws of life to pry open the door of the restroom.
Why?
And the man was freed. I don't know, because if he wasn't experiencing some kind of, you know, like a heart attack.
Right, or like he's laying on the ground. Like, why can't he just turn the
Just wait
knob?
Until someone gets out here, the engineer that they call that can, you know, knows right. what to do.
No, they needed to get him out.
Those things, though, listen to this. When those things were purchased back in 2014.
I was going to say, I remember you talking about
the city bought 25 of them at around $250,000 a piece.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, people who know, I'll put my hand up, don't use them because they seem to be where hookers do their stuff.
Right. I think that was one of the complaints about them to begin with. People were like, don't put those there. They're enclosed spaces where people can live, do their drugs, their johns.
They call them Parisian-style self-cleaning public toilets.
Self-cleaning? Really? Yeah. What, it's like a drain in the middle and just sprays the whole room?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
But I do think
How does the toilet paper stay dry?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Parisian-style. But you call anything Parisian-style, you're like, oh, that's
But
that's
one
good.
Of your $250,000 toilets got pried open yesterday, San Francisco. Congratulations.
Oh, they're right. Well, you know what? It's good to know that the jaws of life can help in nearly every situation. The jaws of life.
Okay, now on to your holiday scam.
Oh, yeah.
Hackers are sending scam QR codes via physical mail. So often we've been trained or led to believe that they're trying to get into our laptops.
Yes.
And you don't click on that.
Don't.
If you click on that, you open the pathway to hell.
Right. The jaws of death.
Hackers are sending scam QR codes via physical mail and they can steal your passwords through them.
Oh.
The Postal Service is being weaponized. So QR codes are curious. You see one and your instinct might be to look for your phone and go, I don't have my phone with me. But others might go, oh, let me check that. Let me see what that thing brings up.
Did you notice that someone has pasted QR codes all around the radio station?
No.
They were on every surface this
week. You mean here?
Yes. Like, I bet if you stuck your head outside the door, there's some taped on the wall.
Yeah, they're taped on the wall.
They're taped on the wall. They're taped on all the...
They're gone.
Oh, they're gone now?
Are they? All right.
Yeah, they were... Yeah.
Yeah, for days they were there, and I was like, I don't know... I never have my phone with me when I'm walking around this joint. Because I just have to have my key. I just need to make sure I've got that so I can get back in from the bathroom. Isn't it weird that you have to, like, key yourself out to get to the bathroom and then key yourself out? Like, once I'm on this floor, can't I just use the bathrooms here? Like, you can't even tell a guest, go to the bathroom and then come back in.
You have to key out this door?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we have to, no, you can leave. You can go to the bathroom.
Okay.
You have to, but if you want to come back,
you got to key back in.
Oh, I was going to say, I always walk straight out.
Yeah. But if we have a guest in, we have to, like, escort them.
Right.
You know, because otherwise they can't get back in.
The National Cybersecurity Center in Switzerland... I think they have a branch in Philly, too. I'm not sure.
Oh.
But the National Cybersecurity Center in Switzerland has issued a new alert based on a new scheme from hackers and scammers that weaponizes the Postal Service.
Oh, boy.
The scam involves a physical piece of mail arriving at a Target store, urging them to download this cool new app. The app, which can be downloaded via the QR code that's displayed on the mailer, is actually malware disguised as a legitimate app that will steal data from users' devices. And we now are using our phones to access everything.
Right.
Our bank accounts, all the stuff.
You know what's scary about this? Not that, because I don't think I would do that. Like, I would get a piece of mail. It's clearly junk mail. I don't want your stupid app. I'm not going to scan your QR code. But I scan QR codes at a couple of restaurants that I go to fairly regularly. Like, if you really had a scam where you could target people individually and you just walked around with your sticker and put it over the menu and made it a menu app that was sort of similar, but also stole all your passwords, and I'd be none the wiser.
Right.
This is, the convenience gives so much access.
If you don't know, don't QR code it. That's all.
Right.
They're like telling
the
you right now.
Like the random QR code that was around here. I'm like, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's
everywhere. Work here.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it.
I almost want to go look at it now. Well, I guess I missed my chance.
We should ask someone if that was put up around the building. What was
like,
that?
What was that?
It felt like it was for each room. So they were maybe doing something to, you know, categorize the room. Or
this company had the engineer work pat.
I looked at two of them. They were side by side. Like, one was attached on a picture and one was on the wall. They were the same code.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just those two. I can't imagine.
I'll ask.
They don't even know how they labeled these TVs. I'm not kidding you.
I'll ask Tim.
Tim's like, I have no idea what these numbers and letters mean. And they're on every TV.
Yeah.
With a little, right. Like those little label makers. I'm like, that's weird.
Anyway, the QR code that shows up in your mailbox, don't play games.
Don't scan it, you guys.
It's a scam and it's going to steal. You know what I always fear? Because there's like this reality where you're looking at your life and you go to work and you make your money and you try and save some money and you pay into a 401k and you think,
do all the right things.
Well, I'm doing all the stuff that I've been told I'm supposed to do. And so I'm owed at least to not be homeless, right? I mean, I should be able to, you know, eat.
Yes.
And then you think...
I'm putting in
effort. If someone can get in, like, just scams you and takes your 401k and everything in your bank account and sets the clock back to zero.
Oh no.
What?
I was going to retire in a couple of years.
And now I'm not.
Hi ho, hi ho.
It's a good thing about being broke.
I got
to worry about it. Go ahead. take my credit.
Stop it. You have a 401k, don't you?
Somewhat.
Okay. Someone is saying here, I've seen a scam where a fake QR code is stuck over a legit one.
I don't trust any of them.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The floor drops out of the self-cleaning bathrooms and they spray and dry the entire floor between each use. We have one in Palo Alto. That's why they're so pricey. $250K. They cost.
Clean
and unfortunately, because somebody got themselves locked in there, they just broke one of them. Broke one of them wide open.
I wonder what the, if we bought 25 of them 10 years ago, I wonder how many are still even in existence.
I wonder about the person that uses that nightly and says, somebody broke my apartment.
My bathroom got taken away from me.
Wherever it is, however. Never mind. I'm sure they'll find another spot. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Are you the perfect Disney princess, Vinny?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.